Ono hadzane akanabyoka Simonine amaheta Tanzania kwa yaya mweta hadzabe mangola na.
My name is Simon. I live in Tanzania. I'm a Hadza person and I live in Mangoma. I was born in 1960 at a place called Ilan Gerok. I was the last born of my mother.
Hadzabe semeta chaaneya. Simina semibii kazikoicha kachachana.
The Hadza eat wild bush food. The men go hunting. The women gather wild vegetables to eat. They dig up roots and they collect berries like the Indashibi, the Tafabe, and the Kongarabi, all sorts of berries. There's one day from my childhood that I remember particularly clearly. I was at school and a few of us went off to gather firewood. We climbed up to a river above the school and there we saw a herd of elephants. We counted them. There were 60. Soon the elephants got scared by us being there and went away, and we gathered up the firewood and went back to school. I remember that day so clearly. It was a Wednesday. It sticks in my memory because it was the first time I'd ever seen such an enormous animal. After I left school, I went off to Sukuma country. I went there because none of the Hadza people in Sukuma country had been to school, and they wanted me to help them because I was educated. Then one day my friend Julius came to see me and he told me that the elephants back home had many problems. Julius said that you could see many bones of the elephants that had been killed by poachers. So I went home and I saw that what he said was true. I decided that I wanted to work for the game department and help protect the elephants in our area. One day, when I was back home, I went to a place called Yaida. There I met a young woman who I decided to marry. Her father worked for the game department. We lived with my father-in-law in the game post. Once I went out hunting and I heard the sound of a car. The people in the car saw me and drove up to me. There were 3 Europeans and an African. They said they were lost and they needed help. I said it wouldn't be hard to show them the way back to the track, and that is what I did. The African then asked me if I was interested in the game, and I said I was, and that for a long time I'd wanted to work for the game department. He said he'd help me with this. It turned out he was a game officer in the local headquarters, and his name was Shani. I got an interview, and I got a job at that game post in Yaida. To protect the animals, I go on patrol with my rifle to catch the poachers. I go on foot, I don't have a car. If I catch people, they get locked up. One day last year, I was going through the bush, and I came across herders who were cutting trees to make enclosures for their cattle. I asked them, "Why are you cutting the trees? This country is registered. It's the land that belongs to our village. We have a right to this land. This is the country of the Hadza people, not you Totoga people. I've seen this many times before, and I've chased many of these people away. But whenever you chase them away, they come back again. We must have our land back. The people who are coming onto our land should leave. Then the wild animals would come back."
Nafikiri.